Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message. The question I'm looking at today is, this is from Denise. Hi there, Denise. I don't know if hopefully you're watching. And also, Aiming, I don't know how you say your name, but you were asking about how do you see in the spirit realm? And so many people ask that question. And of course, this is a huge topic and I could talk forever on this one topic alone. And really, each time I do one of these sessions, we're going to be looking at how we see in the spirit realm. Even if I'm talking about healing, we'll be looking at that as well, you know. So I thought we'll just mention that to start with, and because it's such a good question. And what I find is that when you hear stories of people seeing angels and you know, having demons leaving them or seeing things in the spirit realm, very often what you think is that they are, every time they're seeing it with their physical eyes, like an angel will walk up to them like a physical being, you know, they can see that physical being in front of them, or that they will see demons with their eyes. Now, in my experience, and this is just, I can only speak for myself, but I don't tend to see things in that way. So I tend to see by knowing things. Some people will see with their physical eyes, they will see, and sometimes I do, I'll see black shadows, I'll see lights, I'll be aware of angels, and I can describe an angel and what it looks like, and I can ask the Holy Spirit, you know, what's the angel's name, what is it doing, what is its purpose, and I can have messages from angels, just like in the Bible, it's scriptural stuff. But usually I'm not actually seeing them with my physical eyes. I'm aware of them in the spirit realm. So what I want to do really is just to get over, you know, to you the fact that you don't have to see everything. And very often people are really waiting for some supernatural being to walk into the room, or something to really be obvious, you know, or a big, be great, wouldn't it, if there's a big neon sign that God would put up in your room every morning when you woke up saying, this is what you've got to do today, this is what's happening today. But it doesn't usually work like that. So I'm kind of a normal person. I'm using that in the loosest, kind of broadest term. Maybe normal is not the right word, but you know what I mean. I'm just, you know, I'm a middle-aged woman, I'm a grandmother, and if I can do this kind of stuff, you can too. This is for everybody. This is not just for super spiritual people. This is for every single one of you that are watching. You can see in the spirit realm. So I'm going to start by talking and just giving you examples. Some of the things that have happened to me that are how I see in the spirit realm. And it's not just about seeing, it's about understanding, using all of your senses. So, seeing in the spirit, or understanding what is happening in the spirit realm, is really key to moving in power. And many people ask me, how do we move in power? How do we see miracles? How do we know what God is doing right now? How does God speak to us? And really, you've got to see in the spirit. It's really important. But it's, like I say, it's not super spiritual, if you know what I mean. Of course it's spiritual, because that's what we're talking about. But it's just natural, and it should be normal for all of us in everything that we do. And we really got to be aware of things, of our senses. And you can, so let's look at what Jesus did, because it's really good to start with looking at the life of Jesus. And what did he do? So when Jesus was on the earth, this is what he said. This is from John 5:19. Jesus says this. This is the words of Jesus. He says, the Son can do nothing by himself. He's talking about himself there. The Son can do nothing by himself, but he only does what he sees his Father doing. That's Father God. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. So Jesus is saying that when he was on the earth, and he does it now too, but this is what he said when he was on the earth, that he could do nothing unless he saw it happening in heaven. That's interesting, isn't it? Jesus only did what he saw his Father doing in heaven. That's what I want to do. I really want to know what is happening in heaven, what is happening in the spirit realm, what is Father God doing, what's on his heart, what does he want to happen today, what is he doing right now? It's really key to find that out. That's how Jesus operated. And Jesus goes on to say this, This is in John 20, verse 21. Oh, Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So Jesus is saying there that as he was on the earth, as the Father sent him. Now, bearing in mind, Jesus, when he was on the earth, like he, how would he see into heaven? Because he's saying, I only do what I see my Father doing. So how day to day, when he was walking the earth, did Jesus know what the Father was doing in heaven? Because he says, that's what all I do. I can't do anything apart from what I see happening in heaven. But Jesus did that on the earth. And one of the things Jesus did when he was on the earth was he was demonstrating how we can live. And he says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And let's see what else. I've got some notes here so I don't forget what I'm saying. So Jesus, he basically just did what he saw the Father doing. And how he did that was through the Holy Spirit. It is so important we got to get to know the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not some ethereal power somewhere, but he's actually the Spirit of Jesus. He's the Spirit of the Father. He's the Spirit of God. And Jesus, he died, he rose again, and Jesus said it's better that he goes to be back with the Father. So he ascended back into heaven. Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father, the Bible says, in heaven. Jesus said it's better that he goes so that they can send the Holy Spirit. So when you ask Jesus into your life, it's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus that comes into your life. And you've really got to get to know the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that shows you what is going on in heaven. So Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. That's in John 16. And you need to go ahead and read that when you get some time, because this is where Jesus is talking to his followers and he's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's really powerful. So we've got to get to know the Holy Spirit, and it's the Spirit of God that shows us what is happening in the spirit realm. We want to see in the spirit realm, and obviously we've got to go through Jesus. And I'm going to talk about this in other sessions, because there are different ways into the spirit realm. But there is only one way to God, and that is through Jesus, who is the door. Jesus is a legal access point into the spirit realm. So there's different ways into the spirit realm, but Jesus is a legal access point. And Jesus is the only way into the kingdom of heaven. And that is what we're talking about. We want to operate from the kingdom of heaven in the spirit realm. Now, I'm going to share a story with you. Just to give you an example of one of the ways that we can see in the spirit. And there's so many different ways. You know, God will speak to us through dreams. Well, sometimes I'll have a dream. I'll talk about this in another session, where you'll dream something and then that actually happens that day, or you'll see somebody that you saw in your dream. Sometimes you might have a vision and the Lord will speak to you in visions. It might be you see something with your physical eyes or in your imagination. And we'll talk about all these different ways, you know, seeing angels and things like that in other Facebook Live sessions. But today I want to talk about how you see in the spirit realm just by a random thought in your mind. Because very often we're waiting for this big thing to happen, a big angel to come, or some like bolt of lightning to come and to show you who you need to go and speak to, or who it is that God is moving on right now. Whereas how very often it's just a thought in your head that you could so easily miss. Now, one day, this is many years ago, I was he's gonna be 21 soon, but when he was about 5, so see how long ago this was. When he was a little boy, I was taking him to school one day, and I was going into school, and I saw another mother there with her son. And I just remember thinking, I like her skirt. Like a random thought like that. I like her skirt. Just a thought. Didn't think more of it at all. And then the next morning I woke up really early, and the first thought in my mind was this woman's skirt. Now, if you get a thought where you just think either it's like a coincidence or it's random like that, always ask the Holy Spirit, are you trying to tell me something? Is this a spiritual thing that's happening to me? Always ask him. The Holy Spirit is the one. He's the one that takes what is happening in heaven and brings it to you and tells you things to come. So if you want to know anything, ask the Holy Spirit. Always very, very important. So because I'm waking up thinking about this woman's skirt just randomly, I could so easily have just dismissed that thought. But I actually said, Holy Spirit, do you want me to speak to that woman? Because that's the only reason I could think I'm why I'm thinking about her skirt. And I just have this kind of sense of like a compassionate feeling. I can't really describe it, but in my gut, you know, sometimes you just kind of get this ooh kind of feeling. Well, that was the Lord speaking to me. And so that's how I'm seeing in the spirit realm at that moment. And I just thought, yeah, I need to go and talk to her about Jesus. So I'm like, oh gosh, I'm, you know, an introvert, naturally speaking. You wouldn't think it, but I am. And I don't really like going up to people and talking to them, whether I know them or not. I just don't really like doing that. But when you give your life to Jesus, your life is no longer your own. So you just do whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, and amazing things happen. So you've got to push through these fears and these anxieties and apprehension, and I don't feel ready. Just do it and just be amazed by what God does. So I go to school that day. I take my son to school. I'm looking out for this woman and I see her and my heart's going. I'm like, oh God, what do I say to her? And at this point, I had no idea what I was going to say to her. So, but I've got this feeling that God wants me to speak to her. Now, if you ever have that, you know, you don't have to get this some dramatic word of knowledge. You can just go up to somebody. If you have some compassion for them, or you just feel you see a bit of light on them, or they're highlighted to you in some way, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you and wanting you to speak to them. So I went up to her and I still had no message from God, but I've never done this before actually or since, but I said to her, hi, my name is Alice. I've got a message for you from God. Would you like to hear it? Now, I wouldn't advise doing that, but that's what came out my mouth. And I said it, and before I knew what I was saying, I'd said it. And she's looking at me and she's like, yes, I want to hear it. And at that point, I actually had no message from God. I didn't know what he wanted me to say to her. But if in doubt, you can just start by saying, God really loves you, or God wants to do a miracle in your life, because both those things are true. And if you have nothing else to say, then you just go ahead and just say that and other things will start to happen. So I said to her, and as I started to speak to her, the word started to come. And, you know, you don't have to wait until you've got a prophetic word or a word of knowledge or something, you know, really that you feel significant to say to somebody, because that might not happen. You just got to go up to them and say, I follow Jesus, and then just blurt it out. God loves you. And so what I said to her was, I said, my name is Alice. I've got a message for you from God. Do you want to hear it? She says, yes. I said, I really sense like you're going through some really difficult a time in your life, and it's been going on for 2 years. So I'm just saying all this without even thinking about it. I said, I feel like it's been going on for 2 years. It's to do with your family. And I said, you don't know God, you don't even know if God's real, but you've been crying out to God and saying, God, if you're real, I need a miracle. And I said to her, so I keep talking. So I said, it's been going off for 2 years. I said, you can't sleep at night. It's just, you're going through such a bad time. And I said, well, God wants you to know that he is real. And, oh, it's making me emotional just like thinking about this. But I said to her, God wants you to know that he is real. He loves you. And he sent me to tell you that he will answer your prayers. I said, if you give your life to Jesus, surrender your life to Jesus, and within 2 weeks, and this just came out my mouth, I said, within 2 weeks, your whole situation is going to change. Now, at this point, I'm looking at her, I'm just saying all this, I'm thinking, oh, I hope this is right. And normally, I don't say anything quite so direct like that. I kind of give myself a bit of, you know, maybe this could be the case, is this right? But I just went for it. She's crying at this point. And so she said, everything you said is true. She said, I'm on tranquilizers. I can't sleep at night. I'm losing my home, my family. It'd been on for 2 years, like I'd said. So I'd got a word of knowledge there. That was basically, I'd been asking the Holy Spirit to show me something. And he was showing me about this woman. I would never have known that. I had never met her before in my life. She's amazed by what's going on. But I'm actually saying to her, if As soon as you give your life to Jesus, your whole situation is going to turn around within 2 weeks. So anyway, I'm telling her all this. She says, well, okay, I want to give my life to Jesus. What do I need to do? And what you'll find is that very often when you're really going with the flow of the Holy Spirit and really asking the Holy Spirit to show you what is happening in the spirit realm right now, he will show you. But it's not usually obvious. It's usually very subtle. It might be a random thought, and you just got to step out in faith to activate that. To bring it from heaven to the earth, you have to step out in faith, and that is an action. And it usually means being scared and having a go. John Wimber used to say that faith was spelt R-I-S-K, risk. It's always scary. I always get scared, and I just do it anyway. Amazing things happen. Not always, but usually. You just do it and hope for the best. But God will do it. He'll do his bit. You just do your bit. Anyway, so she's like, I want to give my life to Jesus. So I explained to her about Jesus, how much he loves her. He died on the cross for her. He rose again. And she decided she was going to go away and do that. So I gave her a little booklet out of my handbag. And just over 2 weeks later, I see her again. And she said, it's amazing, she said, because just like you said, I've given my life to Jesus and everything has turned around in my life. I've not lost my home. I've not lost my family. And her husband was a Muslim, and I was able to prophesy when I met him and tell him stuff. And it was just, that was all from just a random thought about her skirt, which I so easily could have missed. So I want to really encourage you that you might be looking for big signs in the heavens, angels to walk in and saying, Lord, why is this not happening to me? Why are people like Alice seeing things in the spirit? Well, it's so easy to do, but easy to miss as well. And I think it's partly because the Lord wants us to really rely on him for everything. He's not going to make it really obvious. The more you get to know him, the more you give your life to Jesus and spend time with him, just like in any relationship, you get to know his voice and the way that he speaks. And he speaks through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit shows us what is going on in the spirit realm. So I want to give you a bit of homework, if that's all right. And what I want you to do is to start every day, maybe do it every morning or every night or whenever you think about it, but start saying, Holy Spirit, I love you. I would like you to show me what is happening in the spirit realm right now. What is going on in the spirit realm? And as you start to ask him that more and more, you will find that you start to have significant dreams. Things will happen in your dreams. You will start to have random thoughts or coincidences or deja vu, or you'll be reading some scripture that will just jump out at you, or something will happen. And you'll be thinking about somebody and then suddenly you'll see them that you haven't seen for a long time, that kind of thing. That is all how we see in the spirit realm, through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. So have a go at doing that. Just do that regularly. The more you ask him, the more you will see things in the spirit. But then the scary thing is actually stepping out in faith and having a go. So I guess that's part of your homework too. But at least if you just start with asking the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, to show you things, he will start showing you stuff. And in another session, I'm going to do lots more of these, hopefully, and we're going to look at other ways that we see into the spirit realm through Jesus. So make sure, if you want to keep watching more of these videos, you need to go on my Alice Creswell public page, which is facebook.com/AliceCreswell, and you need to make sure that you go onto you know, when you follow me, or if you like my page, you're not going to get anything. You need to follow me on my page now, because changes in Facebook mean that you're not going to see many of my posts just by following. You actually have to look at the box or whatever, click where it says see first. And that will make sure that you are seeing my posts when they come up, or at least most of them when they come. And don't forget, share this with as many people as you can. This is my first go. I have done Facebook Live before. I've done a joint one with somebody else. This is my first proper Facebook Live session on my own, and it's a bit scary, but what I want to do is make the things of the Spirit accessible to you, wherever you are in the world, whether you know Jesus yet, whether you don't know Jesus, whether you have experiences already in the spirit realm, or you don't have any experience but you just want to know more. This is really for people that are hungry for the things of the Spirit. So if that's you, please follow, and if you know somebody that is would be interested in watching these programs, please share it to their page. Please tag them in it or whatever you do. I don't really know how all this works, but hopefully I'm the right way up. And it's so good to see you watching. And who have we got on there? Monique. Hi, Monique. Thank you for your messages. Hi, Julie. And I know we've got people watching from all over the world, and it's great to connect with you on here. The one thing I was going to say, you don't have to buy anything to watch these. This is completely free. I'm not doing this for money or anything, just so you know. If you're interested on for more reading, I don't know if that's the right way around or backwards, but my book, The Normal Supernatural Christian Life, has a lot of this in there, and I've got chapters on knowing, on supernatural knowledge, and on demons, and on healing, and knowing the Holy Spirit. So if you're interested and you want to read more, you can go to my website, alicecreswell.com. I've got videos on there. You can click through and find lots of resources on there, but I do video diaries. So I've got a new YouTube channel, fairly new, that's just called Alice Creswell. So I know I do YouTube posts on Spirit Lifestyle and on Morningstar Europe. But if you want to see me do my regular video diaries of what I'm up to, then do go to my YouTube channel, Alice Creswell, that I've set up recently, and subscribe there. And then every time I put another YouTube video on, you'll see one of those. And it's exciting. We're doing a lot this year. Well, we're always doing a lot. We're always busy. But what we're doing is the Lord is sending us out. So we're going to places in different countries. We're going to some of you guys that are watching. We've met you already, or we're coming to your place. If you'd be interested in hosting me and Rob and our team to do a workshop at your place or some kind of meeting, we love reaching people just all over the place that are interested in spirituality and the supernatural. And we like to train people in the supernatural. So if you really want to be moving in the things of the Spirit, if you've maybe already started, either you're a leader or you're just starting out, but you've got a group going or you're about to start a group, then we might be interested in coming to your place. We're not just looking to go to big churches or big ministries. We will go wherever the Holy Spirit sends us. And we are in the middle of a move of God right now, and it's so exciting to be alive in these days. And we've already been to the States already this year, and obviously the UK too, but we're seeing people coming to know Jesus, and people so hungry for the things of the Spirit that we just really want to come and help you guys to reach those people. And the Lord seems to use us to bring breakthrough to people. So we want to, if you're interested in having us, probably the best thing to do is to go onto my website, alicecreswell.com, and send me a message there. My itinerary is there. We're just about to put up some more dates, but we're all looking for places to go to. So please do let us know if you'd be interested. I think there's a form somewhere on our website. I think if you send us a message, we'll send you a link to the form where you can invite us and tell us where you are. And we'll look at some dates when we can come there. We're just so excited, and we're so thrilled to have you watching. So I don't know when I'm going to do the next one of these. I'll have to go and have a lie down first, I think. It's not been too traumatic. And maybe in a few days, maybe next week. But I'll let you know. I'll post on here when the next one's coming. So next time we'll be looking again at different ways we see in the spirit realm and sharing some more stories with you. Before I go, can I pray for you all? So thank you, Lord, for all those that are watching. And we just pray right now that the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, you would just show up where all those people are that are watching. Just Just show up right now, Spirit of Jesus. Let them feel your presence in new ways. Let them see you and what you're doing in the spirit realm, Lord God. Wow, I really feel the presence of Jesus right now. And can I pray for healing as well? If anybody needs healing, just put your hand on the part of your body that needs healing. And I'm going to release the healing power of Jesus. Because what we find in Jesus is doing is, you know, we have these party kits that people are buying and doing parties in their homes and inviting their friends. And when they show the video of me and Rob, the power of God just kind of, I don't know, he's released, you know, into the room. And people are getting miracles, and so many things are happening through the TV screen, through the video. And the Lord just keeps doing that with us, and we're finding it more and more. So as I'm speaking, as I'm praying, I'm releasing the power of God. It's not my power, this is Jesus, the power of Jesus, and he's with you right now. So why don't you just tell that, you know, put your hand wherever you need healing, just put it on your body, and we just... First of all, we command you to speak it out and say, I command all those symptoms to leave me now. So if you're in pain, just tell that spirit of pain, because that's probably what it is. Spirit of pain, go right now. I command the symptoms. So whatever the symptoms are, you tell it. Just say, go now in the name of Jesus. And I release the healing power of Jesus. So whatever is the root cause of the problem, we release healing into that part of your body now. In the name of Jesus, be completely healed. Just receive it directly from Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive it into your body right now. He loves you so much. Wow, I can feel that. So, oh, hi, Reuben. Good to see you on there. Romany. Hello. And, so let me know what happens, because I know we're not talking about healing today, but just receive it. You can be healed anytime. You don't have to wait for someone to pray for you. Jesus did it all 2,000 years ago. So just receive it into your body. I'm in the middle of writing a book on healing. I'm just going to go back to it now. So I've nearly finished it. That should be coming out soon, so look out for that. But it's just amazing what God is doing. And it's so wonderful to be with you today. And I'll see you next time. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.